99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
So wars have been waged over what this farmer did. So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, moving a stone for your tractor and accidentally changing the border between two countries, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. How in the world a boulder was the border?
Oh, God, excuse me. It made me choke up a little bit.
Choked up.
Yeah. So this farmer in Belgium moved this 330-pound stone out of the way of his tractor. So, he's farming and all that stuff, and there is this stone in the way, so he moves it. He unwittingly changed the border between Belgium and France by about 7.5 feet. So, I guess historians were walking in the area in which the stones had been placed to mark the border between Belgium and France. This border was set up back in 1820, and noticed one of the stones had been moved into France.
And so wait, it's not just like a big rock. It has like, does it have like something engraved on it?
No, it's just kind of like a marker stone.
But okay, it's a marker stone.
Yeah, yeah. So like, you know, kind of those stones that people put at the end of their grass so cars won't park on their lawn.
Yes.
So, kind of like that, but 330 pounds. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this farmer just moves this stone and didn't know that he literally moved the border of Belgium 7.5 feet into France. Or the other way around. And so, like, the French were like, no. This treaty back in 1820 says that this is where the border is, so we got to move it back. Now, listen, the farmer didn't get into any sort of, like, trouble or anything
like
that.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But apparently the mayor of the town that, we'll say, benefited mm-hmm. from the change, mm-hmm. like, actually expanded, said, you know what, the farmer was legally obliged to move it back, and that it would be best not to create a diplomatic incident.
I know. Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild?
That's hilarious. Like, listen, move it back. No one's going to say anything. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. The farmer said, I was happy. My town was bigger.
But you know what? I feel like most borders are just like undrawn lines. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're not marked by rocks.
Well, not this one.
Okay.
So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally moving a stone for your tractor and accidentally changing the border between two countries, you're doing okay.
It's good that the mayors of both areas are like, you know what? We should be able to avoid a new border war.
Right. We should be able to figure this out without
going
to war.
It's looking good that we won't have a war.
There you go. That's setting the bar. Okay. On 99.7 DJX.